Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Addie, and I'm here with
Sam. Oh, shoot.
We just kind of say it. You can say it. Okay, get in where you get in.
Maddie's mad now.
Oh, no. I'm not mad. There you go.
I'm Brandon.
Maybe we should do that again. That was actually really weird.
It was
weird.
So weird. I didn't know what to do because you looked at her and I'm like, I was saying it while you were looking at her. I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. And then you looked
you
at
can
me
say whatever.
Pissed.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Yvonne.
I knew that was going to happen, so I'm like, I'm going to look at you, Sam.
As ready.
I'm ready.
I'm Sam.
And today we're here with Yvonne, like she said. So let's get into these stories.
And also for our audience, I think we're starting to get a little bit big that we should have a nickname for them, like our next story.
I don't know. What do you guys?
The comforters. Comforters.
The comforters. What?
Blankets.
For the guests. What's the difference between a comforter and a blanket? No, the difference.
Comforter is like heavier, yeah. Isn't it? No.
Well, they should be called the comforters.
Right, throw pillows.
I don't know.
The throw pillows.
I don't know if I like either of those. Okay. I need some more creativity in the comments. I need to.
If you guys need a nickname, tell us what you like. Yes. Tell us what you want. Mm-hmm.
Drop it down in the comments below.
I like
below.
Comforters.
It doesn't have to be a couch reference or
isn't this our a little comfort ottomans.
No, I literally hate that. That's so stupid.
Hey, all you ottomans out there. Like and subscribe.
That's so disrespectful, too.
They're cute little ottomans.
People put their feet on ottomans.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Am I the asshole for telling my husband and his family not to call me a nickname? So my name is Lucy, 28 female. My husband, 31 male, has always been super fond of nicknames and has given me plenty of them. They constantly change and I have never minded any of the ones that he's given me before. They're all quite harmless, usually food or animals related, but they tend to stick for a while. His family also uses nicknames. They occasionally give me one, too. It's often the same one as my husband uses, if it isn't too sappy. Again, I don't mind. In fact, I usually find it quite cute and endearing. Until recently, my husband started calling me Lulu. Let me give you some context. I was called Lulu growing up exclusively by my mom, and she passed away not long before I had met my husband. I took her loss pretty hard. I told him that it had a lot of emotional significance for me and that it doesn't feel right to hear anyone else say it. Mm-hmm. He respected that for years, and so did his family. But recently, his sister has been referring me as Lulu whenever I wasn't there, according to what I've been told. And I guess he naturally picked up on it. It's irritating because it's not like he forgot about the reason behind it. He'll hesitate before saying it, like he's trying to see how I'll react. I've reminded him calmly a couple of times that I would appreciate him to not call me that, and there's plenty of other things that I don't mind him calling me, nothing that has that emotional weight. The other day, he said that he didn't see the big deal anymore. It had been some years and that I should just be over it by now. That it's just a nickname. He said it lightly, like he was trying to let me down easy, but it stung. Maybe I overreacted, but I was hurt by it. I packed a bag and I'm currently staying with my sister. He and his family texted saying that I'm doing a lot over a little nickname and that I'm thinking maybe they're right. I want to get past this because it feels petty at this point. Am I the asshole?
Not in the story specifically, but just in general, how much agency do you have over your nickname? Do you get to choose your nickname that people have for you?
I think you get to voice if you like it or not.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I do agree with that. But I'm like, we all like make fun of people who make up their nickname and say, call me this.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like ottomans.
Yeah. Okay. Let's let the audience say what they think about ottomans.
What does the audience think?
Yes.
Audience, you like ottomans. Everyone knows you like ottomans.
They hate it.
I think that's where I'm on your side, where it's like, if I don't like the nickname, mm-hmm. go back to the drawing board. This has actually like a significant effect on me. You got to use something different. But I'm in the also the thing where I'm like, you don't get to choose your nicknames. Mm-hmm. We all call you Crazy Madman because you're a crazy woman. True. And we've always said that.
Nobody's ever said that to me.
Oh, I guess we've never said it to you. That's how we talk about you. That's cool, Crazy Madman.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. Crazy Madman. Yeah, I don't. That's what my other thing is controversial. I think you're in the right. You're not the asshole for not liking this being. This is traumatic for you. You don't need to hear that word spoken about you. So.
I don't necessarily think it's traumatic. I think that, like, she holds endearment that her mom only called her yeah. that. So, like, maybe there is, I don't know, like, a lot of emotions come up when someone else calls her that because it then reminds her of her mom. I think her husband crossed her boundaries by not respecting how she voiced it. But at the same time, I think her leaving her house to go to her yeah. sister's is avoiding the problem. Like, I think it's just then, like, I think there's a communication issue going on there that, like, if you told him, why is he not listening to you?
Right.
When you told him, were you, like, was it joking or were you serious? And then also that, like, yeah, like, just talk to your husband. Like, I, you know, I'm not necessarily in this situation, but, like, running away from that problem and going to your sister's house is not really going to solve anything. And also maybe there's something else going on that, like, maybe he's been crossing your boundaries and this is just crossing the line.
I feel like also with nicknames, it takes a while for it to be like kind of common use, you know? Like she said he recently started calling her that and then just went on about it, you know? So in a way, I'm like kind of looking at the husband like, how are you just going to just keep like it? Just, it takes a second for a nickname to stick. Like we were coming up with nicknames on our trip and we were like,
well, you had a meeting to do it.
Yeah, no. Well, we were talking to one of our friends. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna give all y'all nicknames. And then he went to Yvonne and gave her a horrendous nickname. And I was like,
I forget what it was.
Yeah. It was so bad, but I was like, why don't you just...
What was bad? I need to hear
what was name. It?
I can't remember what it was, but I was like, why don't you just call her Vondissimo? And, really and it did. Stuck. And that's what we started doing.
Everyone's like, Vondissimo!
Oh, that's good.
But his... Yeah, nobody.
Yeah, Bro, nobody. Nobody caught on to it. So it was like... You know, if it's a nickname that's outwardly expressed, not liked, it's kind of hard to just keep saying the nickname, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like...
Well, that's where I think I'm on a little bit on the other side is, like, everyone I've dated, I've always come with nicknames, but I'm like, I like pet names, but I don't like babe, I don't like boo. I like making something that's funny to me that they might get annoyed at the beginning, but then they'll get used to it. Like, I dated a girl, we had watched... The movie with Judy Hopps, The Rabbit. I forgot what movie that was.
Zootopia.
Yeah, Zootopia. And in the movie, I was joking, I'm like, Judy, man. And so I started calling her Bunny because I'm like, I'm attracted to rabbits. I'm attracted to Bunny. So I kept calling her Bunny. And she was getting mad through it. But then she just got used to it, like, now I don't like it when you don't call me Bunny. Because I'm like, yeah, it's funny to me. You didn't like it at the beginning, but it's your nickname.
You didn't
like,
let it cook.
Wait. You just said you're attracted to
rabbits. I'm attracted to Judy Hopps. If you watch Utopia and you don't think Judy Hopps is fine in that movie, then you're crazy. Judy Hopps is hopping in that movie. So
they have whole TikTok pages for her.
There definitely
is. It's really bad.
I might be having a couple fan pages of Judy Hopps.
The rabbit hole goes deep.
There's multiple meanings to that. Yeah, it's a little inappropriate there. Also, what about convertibles?
Convertibles?
Like, instead of convertibles.
She really wants to get away from Ottoman. She hates how good Ottomans are. She's trying
Ottoman
to pick up.
Ottoman is not good. You're not going to try and lie about it. Cook. Brandon, you don't even like Ottomans. You're the one that objected it first.
But what about convertibles?
I'm trying to give people better options. Anyway, I agree with Yvonne and what she said in the beginning. I think that, definitely communication is important when it comes to instead of leaving. But what do you do when he is not listening to you, because this isn't the first time that he called her Lulu and she's corrected him. Yeah. This is like, and now he's trying, now he's like, I know it makes you uncomfortable. I'm trying to do it. Yeah. My family's trying to do it because we think it's cute. And like you said, it's not traumatic, but it's just like, no, that's the word that my mom called me. I'm not ready for you to call me that. Like, what does he do? What does she do then?
Maybe they just need, because she said that he's had different nicknames, and like, why? Just stick to one nickname.
Well, maybe they're not easier. Sticking. Maybe it's not like, I'm not getting the vibe of who you are. Like, a good nickname is like.
Yeah, I don't have nicknames. So, but.
You don't have any for anyone else? You don't have any for yourself?
Yeah, no one really calls me any nicknames.
Vondissimo.
Vondissimo is going crazy. But has anyone called me that since the trip?
No, I guess that was only cruise, cruise talk.
I want a nickname.
Because you have a vibe. You have an anti-nickname vibe. You're like, I wish you would call me that again.
No, she doesn't.
No. Yvonne does have a very chill, like, professional vibe, though. So yeah. I don't know if it's, like, when she always is, like, chill and professional, if it's, like, cool to be, like, what's up, like, Vaughn.
I just don't like Vaughn. Someone tried to call me Vaughn.
No one called you Vovo or
Vonnie.
Vonnie D.
Why the Vonnie D?
Where's the D coming from?
Was it? No.
Vonnie K.
I was thinking Pauly D. I was thinking, I was mixing Vinny and Pauly D from Jersey Shore.
The Vonuation instead of the situation.
Vonuation.
So, top comment here, not the asshole. If nicknames aren't a big deal, then why can't he let this nickname drop? Why do he and his family have to keep that one nickname that causes you pain? Why isn't that a big deal? Mm-hmm. You're the person who gets to decide when you're over your mom's death, not him.
I agree with that.
Facts.
Because I think my main thing with any of those situations is where there are a lot of things that are not really that big a deal. But if it's a big deal for you, then I just respect that. It might not be a big deal to the random world, but if for you it's a problem, then why am I making this a big deal? Why am I pushing this? That's where I would lean on it.
No, I agree. And it's like, if you voiced your boundaries, especially if it's your husband, your life partner.
Yeah, your husband should be like, hey, okay.
I'll move on. It'd probably be super annoying to have him like call you on like social media or something, like this next story.
You gotta be confident when you're doing yours.
I don't know, I just started laughing. I was like they're probably gonna figure it out pretty quickly here.
Well, yeah, as soon as you start laughing.
Okay, am I the asshole for letting people know through social media the reason why I wasn't at my dad's wedding? What?
Oh man, I love petty. Hopefully these are fun petty ones.
Yes, hopefully.
I think most of them are. I don't think any of them are angry. Okay. I read them earlier this morning. I already forgot about them. Okay. So. But it's perfect for reactions, because I'm like, oh my god,
is it crazy? Okay with it, Brandon?
I don't know. I just have a feeling this one's just going to be just out of the pocket. Yeah. Just a little for bit. No reason.
Just a little bit. Am I the asshole for letting people know through social media the reason why I wasn't at my dad's wedding? I, female 18, was always really close to my dad, closer to my mom, but I often visited my dad about 3 to 4 times a week. And a few years ago, he started dating Anna. Anna and I always got along, and when my dad proposed, I was really happy to see Anna, and I thought she would be a really good stepmom. Well, a few weeks before the wedding, after I bought everything, dress, shoes, etc., my dad and Anna said they needed to talk to me. Anna and my dad decided to have a child-free wedding, which I get, especially for young kids. Well, turns out child-free means no one under 18, and on the day of the wedding, I was still going to be 17. Therefore, I'm not going to be allowed at the wedding, because Anna wants to stay true to the child-free rule, even for the daughter of the groom and her about-to-be stepdaughter.
Oh, God.
The funny thing is, my 18th birthday was just 2 days after the wedding.
No!
But still, I wasn't allowed to go. The wedding was just last weekend, the 12th, and my birthday was yesterday, the 14th. I haven't talked to Anna or my dad since they told me I couldn't attend the wedding since I wasn't an adult. My mom ended up taking me on a birthday vacation, and yesterday I posted birthday pictures on Facebook and said, finally an adult. I'm so glad my dad and Anna didn't allow me at their wedding since I was 18. I feel way more mature since yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay,
I like it.
The family was freaking out, asking if it was true and bashing my dad and Anna. I later got a bunch of texts from my dad and Anna calling me immature and a selfish brat, and that's why I was too immature to be at their wedding. I was talking to some friends, and they said that I was kind of the asshole for doing that, and that I should just let it go. Am I the asshole?
No. We absolutely got a petty not. Patty.
Yeah, that
baby be petty.
Yes.
P E
to the T T Y.
P E
to the T T Y.
I thought you guys were going to keep going. Okay, ladies, now let's get in for me. What?
Okay.
Oh, that's great. I'm all for the pettiness. This mm-hmm. is great. But I think if you're going to be petty, you might as well rack up on that whole birthday thing, too. Be like, you know, you should send me something so I feel a little bit more mature. That's just my personal two cents.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's what she should have done, too. But nah. But in all seriousness, I mean, yeah, she's young still, too. So, like, that type of petty stuff, that's okay.
Yeah, you're 18.
That's fine. Yeah, you can still get away with it.
And that's a real gripe.
Yeah.
They made up the rule. This is not some societal thing. You're like, we just made up this thing called childless wedding, and then you can't be here.
That is actually a thing.
You're not supposed to be here.
So, like, you decide. You could have said, you're the exception. My daughter.
My own daughter.
My own daughter. Because I'm like, I don't even care that your birthday was like right after. It makes it funnier, but I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, my daughter could be 12 years old. My daughter's still coming to the wedding. Yeah. There might be the older kids. You're going to have no fun. But you can come to my wedding, daughter. Right.
Because I don't think any other guests were like, why is your daughter here?
Yeah, they're like, you said only adults could be here.
Yeah, another thing. Yeah. Like, what is a 17-year-old going to do? I understand, like, maybe like a 3-4-year-old because you don't want them running around and crying. But what, at 17, all people do at this age is just kind of be on their phones. Yeah. So it's like, bro, what could a 17-year-old have possibly done to make this wedding not?
Especially if you're the only 17-year-old there, I'm not going to really contribute.
And imagine helping the stepmom plan the wedding and then like, yeah, you're not invited.
Getting the dress, like they see you. Why getting did you dress.
Have to get the dress?
Yes. So far, and like, nope. Now you're just like.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to assume that they were there. I mean, they were probably talking about it. If this was going to happen, why wouldn't they? I mean, it is a completely stupid rule, but why wouldn't they have discussed this way earlier? Of like, hey, like, just so you know, like, we're not.
I don't know
do
if
this.
The rule's stupid. I don't think I'm.
Well, for her.
Yeah, for her.
For her being 17.
I'm not really against a kidless wedding. That seems.
Well, no, but it's their rule. That's what I'm specifically talking. Because I do agree with that one. I mean, if people don't want to have kids at their wedding and they want to go crazy, then Because like Brandon was saying, especially a 4-year-old, it's different having a 4-year-old than a 2 days away from 18-year-old. That's so silly. I just feel like Anna had it out for the daughter or something. Because, and I'm really surprised the dad went along with it to be like, sorry.
These dads just be out here going along with
like
these
what?
Yeah.
Evil stepmoms.
Seriously.
Evil wicked witch from the west. Here, man.
Hey, shout out.
Shout out wicked witch from the west.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Yeah. The show,
yeah.
Oh, Shadow Wicked.
It's a really good show.
I didn't know what Wicked was about until like 2 months ago when I heard about all the Ariana Grande drama, and then that's when somebody told me they talked about what the Wicked show was about. I was like, I knew it was like a spinoff of The Wizard of Oz, but I didn't know it was like the Wicked Witch's origin story.
Yeah. And she's not that bad. She's good.
But then turns bad.
Yeah, because of things beyond her control. Mm. The real villain is the guy.
The Oz.
The Oz.
Really?
He's the real bad guy. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Check it out. Wicked. Theaters near you.
Whenever they finish filming because of the strikes, you know, so they stop filming. But
actor strikes.
Yeah.
Pay people what they're valued.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not the asshole. What kind of man doesn't have his own child at his wedding? Anyway, they made the choice, and if they believe that it was the right choice, they should have no issue about it being publicly known.
Right.
People might well assume you weren't there because you disapproved of his new wife or chose a vacation instead. Ensuring people know why you weren't there saves your own reputation.
I feel like Anna knew. Like, I feel like Anna, like, when's your birthday? And then put the wedding right before just to rub it
2 days.
That is
just to
petty.
Rub it in even.
No, it should have been one day.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like with all your guests, you would have told them like months before, no kids. But then, why did you wait to tell?
Right.
tell her.
Well, the other thing too is like, I think your point is actually more wicked, shout out, than it seems, because if she chose that date, so her dad might not be able to spend time with her on her birthday if like the wife is like, let's go on vacation for our honeymoon, yeah, or like for our wedding date. So now that day is so close to her birthday that they might be gone a lot of the times, yeah, celebrating for, ooh, a vacation compared to him being able to spend time with his daughter. So, yeah, maybe it was a lot more intentional than you think. I don't know why the dad would have approved that. It's like, no, it's too close to my daughter's birthday. Let's do like the weekend before, right, or something.
Wow. Especially the 18th birthday.
Yeah. A weekend after, so then she would be 18, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, this just seems sinister. And you got called out and now you're embarrassed and you're mad.
Yeah.
Anna, you suck.
The dad should look into dad, getting suck. A vasectomy.
Oh, like this next story.
I didn't feel it.
I felt it. I was like, that's such a weird thing. I was like, that's such a weird thing for Yvonne to say. And I was like, oh, wait.
So what did you say?
A vasectomy.
No, what did you say?
I said that dad should look into getting a vasectomy.
Oh, my God, that's good. But you have to say like this next story.
Okay.
Because
can I
that
redo
was
it?
Too smooth.
Can I do it?
No, it's good.
No, that was good.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes when you're too smooth, no one gets it. That's why you say like this thing. We have to say like this thing.
Because a lot of the times I'm the one that doesn't catch it, so I'll just keep talking after what you said, and then they'll be like,
Maddie, like this next story, Maddie.
Like this next story.
The button.
Maddie, like this next story.
Okay, am I the asshole for telling my brother's girlfriend about him having a vasectomy when she was telling me about their plans to settle down and have a family?
More secret vasectomies.
I need to hear that again.
Am I the asshole for telling my brother's girlfriend that he had a vasectomy when she was telling me about their plans to settle down and have a family? My brother, Mark 40, won the lottery when he was 20.
Yes,
it was $1,000 a week for life.
Shut up, Mark.
He was young and wanted to travel. He dropped out of school and he spent his entire adulthood basically seeing the world. He comes home to visit every few years and we FaceTime with him when he is near a signal. He doesn't travel first class or stay in expensive resorts, so he has actually built up some nice savings. He came home with his girlfriend, Haley, 28 this year. They met when they got stuck in South America during the pandemic, and she has been traveling since she graduated from university, and she works out of a laptop. I, female 54, live in the same city where I was born. I love it here. I love being close to my parents and my grandchildren and most of my siblings. Mark hated being the youngest of eight and always swore that he would not have kids. Our parents were older when they had him and they didn't have the energy for him, truth be told. Mark came home when he was 30 and told us all that he had a vasectomy and that he would not be contributing to the world population.
It just came up.
I have a vasectomy!
They're like, whoa, Mark. Quiet
they're
down
like,
there,
how
sir.
Are you, Mark?
Yeah. Walks in
good
the
to
room.
See you.
Lovely weather we're having.
Haley is a pretty young thing, and she is also intelligent and sweet. I can understand why anyone would fall in love with her. I think OP is in love with
Haley.
No, I'm just kidding.
Definitely sure. In love with Haley.
For sure.
We were having a family barbecue to celebrate Mark being in town. There were maybe 30 people in my parents' yard and house. I was talking to Haley about her future plans now that the world is opened up again. She told me that she was ready to settle down and start a family. I asked if they were planning on adopting from one of the countries that they had traveled to or if they would try in North America. She said that they had talked about it and would be having at least one child of their own. This may be where I fucked up. I asked where Mark got his vasectomy reversed or if they were having in vitro fertilization. I know that you can harvest sperm from a testicle even after a vasectomy. She went very quiet and went over to Mark. They spoke and they left. Mark called me later that night to scream at me for ruining his life. He hadn't told her and he was planning on just continuing to travel and maybe adopt if they decided on it. He said I shared private medical information and that he never wanted to see me again.
Oof.
The Hippocratic Oath.
I apologized over and over. I seriously had no way of knowing that he was planning a future with this girl without telling her a pretty big piece of the puzzle might be missing. I feel bad for him, but I think he should have told her. Am I the asshole? You should have definitely told her.
It's the yeah. brother. No, there's
how,
brother, no, sister confidentiality.
How are you planning a whole family?
Yeah, that's the part.
No, I'm saying Mark should have told
yeah,
her.
Yeah, Mark.
No, yeah. But is there confidentiality? Because I'm like, well, I don't know. Well, yeah, we all have siblings.
Yeah.
And they have partners. And there's stuff you're like, I can't I can't tell them.
But I feel like no. Yeah, but I feel like she probably assumed she knew if you're yeah, if they're having those kids, conversations, yeah.
You probably yeah. Like, hey, I got a vasectomy.
Like, you have to.
You're like, how's that gonna work?
Yeah.
That's what I'm like. I don't think you're really the asshole, because that is a normal thing. You're like, dang, y'all having all these times. Y'all talked about it. So yeah. You're like, yeah, how about the vasectomy? I know that. He came and told us, so I assumed he told you.
Yeah, and how can he be mad that she told her when he told everyone? Like, who else knows? So it's not a secret.
Was he gonna lie about it? Because the way he said he was just gonna keep traveling, like, was he gonna just play it by ear?
Yeah. And to me, I think that's really messed up, because I feel like a lot of times when women are trying to have babies, usually they're the ones that are blamed for being infertile, when sometimes it can be the guy who's the problem of them not being able to have babies. So it sounds like he was totally willing and ready just to be okay like, I think it's you. Yeah. I think you're the one that's infertile.
He could be
the
guy's like, it could be me. Yeah. It could be my sperm could not be swinging, or I could be have a vasectomy.
I think he was just going to keep swinging his willy around, and then, you know, seeing that it's not going to work, convince her somehow to be like, we should adopt. It's fine. Let's just keep traveling. Well, I think that's pretty messed up.
I watched this show on Apple TV, Silo, where in the first episode, it's like a big mystery, but in the thing, they're like, they can only certain people can have kids because they live underground, so they're like trying to limit the population, and people apply to get pregnant, and when they apply, it gets approved, and then the doctor takes out the birth control. But they had to be on a sheet, and he just pretended to take out the birth control because they didn't want some people to have babies.
Oh.
But I'm like, it's that thing where they're like, so they try for a year to get pregnant, and if they don't, then they get put back on birth control. But in their minds, they're like, I'm off of it. We're trying, and they're getting depressed. They're like, I've applied 3 times, and I've never had it, because they're not taking out their birth control to let them be pregnant. I'm like, that's so messed up to give them the hope. But there's no chance that it could actually happen because we lied to you.
Yeah. That's what I think he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah. And it's very selfish of him, because, like, she's 28. She's ready to start a family. And, well, if she continues dating him, it's such a waste.
It's definitely a waste.
Yeah.
Especially if she wants to have her own kid, because they can definitely adopt. But if it's important for her to have her own baby, then, yeah, she's going to be. I just feel so bad for her, because he has no concept of that affecting her in any way. Like you said, bringing up, like, making somebody depressed because they feel like there's something wrong with them, when it's like, no, bro, like, you're literally lying, saying that you've had a
He's like, I didn't bring that up. I didn't say that. I swore. I didn't tell you. She's like, I would have done.
You're just not listening to me. Yeah. You're just not listening.
And I feel like, you know, that situation. you're not listening to me.
You're like, I know you didn't tell me out of a second. I would remember that. You're like, I'm pretty sure.
I did.
First date, I was like, out of a second, man. And then I went to Europe. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. And I'm like, OP, yes, if they knew that, you know, his girlfriend didn't know about it, then yeah. But it's like, it came up, like Yvonne said, it came up in conversation. You assume if you're trying to have a baby, you're like, okay, so it was reversed, or you're adopting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're the asshole. I think it was a mistake. And it's his fault that he brought his girlfriend around his family, who he didn't tell had a vasectomy. And she's going around be like, yeah, we're about to have a baby.
I think in the situation, what if she did know, is there a reason? Because I'm going to think we've had stories where people are like, I'll tell them. If you don't tell them, I'm going to tell them, because I feel like they should know. Would you ever be in that situation where you're like, I'm going to tell the other person I know, and I know they don't know. Would you tell them?
I feel like in this situation, it's so messed up. I would threaten to be like, I'm going to tell them. Because I wouldn't want to be in that situation, especially if somebody else was an outsider and they knew about it and they let me think that and kind of be gaslit in a way for years.
Yeah.
I think that would be really messed up, and I wouldn't want to be friends with them either. Or, you know, I wouldn't want to talk to them, because I'm like, you knew that he was doing this to me and you didn't want to tell me why.
It's almost like breadcrumbing in a sense too, because it's like she has that hope like you were talking about. So it's like, the fact that he won't ever be able to fulfill that hope, it's like, why are you keeping her around?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If that's, especially if it's something that she's expressed that she really, truly wants, and it's something that you could have done, and it's something that she wants from you.
Right.
You're just breadcrumbing along for your own selfish intent. But I think that's my thing I don't understand, is from his side, like, why? Like, literally, why?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Like, why would you why would you put someone in a scenario like that where they're waiting for something?
Yeah.
And you cannot provide it. Like,
well, I think the best case scenario is he actually really loves her, but he doesn't want to lose her, and he thinks this will lose her, so he's just going to lie. Like, that's the best thing I could think of is, like, I love you so much, I'm scared to lose you. I'm scared to tell you the truth because I think you'll leave me.
Yeah.
If that happens.
But the worst case scenario would be that he's just selfish, monster, and he wants his cake and eat it too. He's like, I do want to be with this woman, but I know that she wants kids. I don't want kids. So I'm just going to string her along until she figures it out, and hopefully she's too invested in the relationship, and she'll be like, well, let's adopt.
Yeah. You know what karma is vasectomies aren't 100%, like they can reverse themselves. Mm-hmm. And like that happened, he actually did get her pregnant, and he was like, oh, how did this, how did this happen? What? You cheated on me.
So top comment, so they talked about it and he didn't bring it up on his own terms at all. Wouldn't that have been the time for him to tell his partner about the vasectomy? And then somebody else said, I worked at an IVF clinic. Wife had every test in the book for 6 months before her husband finally did a semen analysis, which showed that he was firing blanks. He finally fessed up that he had a vasectomy. I felt so bad for the wife. An entire year trying to have a baby and 6 months of invasive testing, and husband said nothing. So that was a different story that somebody else said.
Oh, no.
But it seems like it's more common than not. Which is really sad.
People
like,
out here getting vasectomy.
Yeah, but like, why? For the second comment, why would you want to wait? Not waste, but use all that money, knowing that you're the issue.
Because I think he was. I think it was like OP potentially. He's okay with her thinking that it's just not going to happen.
Well, that's why I was like, if you're really trying to have a baby, both to get tested, so we know what the situation is with the two ingredients, who's bringing what to the table. So there's no. I'm not going to spend a ton of money on her, mm-hmm, not knowing what I'm bringing to the table. Yeah. I'm like, even if he didn't have a vasectomy, I'm like, you could have low sperm count, or they're just dead. They ain't swimming. They're not swimming like they should.
Yeah, just like,
yeah. You're like, I'm watching him try to get to the egg, and he's trying so hard, and he falls and he dies.
He just shrivels up.
Yeah, like, so I'm like, you want to know when I'm spending this much money? We need to know what's happening. Mm-hmm. I feel really bad for the commenter, but I'm like, I feel like the doctor should have been like, we're also testing you,
yeah,
too.
But does that maybe make you think that, because the only thing that I'm thinking of is why wouldn't they test, for the commenter, why wouldn't they test him, is if he's like, it's not me, it's
but,
you.
But then how does he know?
I don't think doctors trust people. Like,
I don't think they should.
They always hear, they're like, I hear your symptoms, but like, we still need to do tests because you're unreliable. You don't actually know what you're saying. I'm not going to trust you just saying, I'm
they
good.
Go to school for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you sit with your balls in a microwave all the time. Your testicles are done. They're shriveled up and old.
Yeah.
So I don't trust you, patient. I need to test it to make sure.
I wish you were a doctor. I want to hear you talk to somebody. Yeah, like, bro, I don't believe you.
Bro, you're lying to me. Because I know we're lying to our doctors, because we're going to our doctors and they're like, so you know, you're like, so how much sex have you had? Like, how many partners have you? You're like, one. And you're like, you know, you out here in these streets, and I know you are. Tell me the truth, because it doesn't help you to lie to me.
He's like, bro, you swiped right on me. I'm your doctor. Yeah.
And you knew that.
And we did meet up for the day, and it was a nice time.
I've slept with you, so I'm like, I know you.
But you never called me back the next day. So what's up with that?
Do I need to get tested?
Because I feel like I need to get tested. So people lie, never trust people, always test. And I think doctors know that.
Yep. Doctors know that because they know you. A little too much.
A little too much. They know the STDs in the country a little too much.
Do I need to get tested? Dude, I'm over here calling you late nights. Trying to make sure I can get on this inheritance like this next story.
Oh! I was literally going to transition with inheritance.
I couldn't think of anything. I was just like, someone got to do it.
Would I be the asshole if I don't change my son's name, even though it may cause him to lose an inheritance?
Yes. I don't even know the story. Yes. Give him the money. Would
I be the asshole if I don't change my son's name, even though it may cause him to lose an inheritance? Yeah,
you are. When it's money, you change that name.
His inheritance.
I guess how much?
I'm Sam Musk. Oh,
it's
a,
unless it's the last
Sam Musk.
The last name?
I'm getting that inheritance.
Is it feeling musky in here? Because I've arrived.
I'm Sam Zuckerberg.
He has the worst last name.
Sam, what is your last name?
Zuckerberg. I'm getting that Facebook money.
Money.
Would I be the asshole if I don't change my son's name, even though it may cause him to lose an inheritance? I, 24, got pregnant while I was taking a gap year traveling. I met an older guy, nothing gross. I was 19, he was 23. Okay. We had fun. Oh. I was working in a bar to make money while I explored his city. When I got pregnant, he lost interest really quickly. I understood, but I am pro-choice, and I chose not to terminate. I went home and had my son. I also made sure to get child support. He could afford it. He did fight it, though. I had to prove paternity and everything. Through that, his parents found out. They're all well off. They have met my son, and they truly do seem to love him. They've provided gifts for his birthday and Christmas. They've helped me with extra money so that I could complete my university without going into debt. They have taken us on vacation with them so they could spend time with him. They aren't my biggest fans, but we're cordial to each other. 3 months ago, my son's father passed away. He got drunk at his bachelor party, tripped on the sidewalk, and hit his head.
Oh my god.
And that was all she wrote. That's all she's that's what Ladies she said and afterwards. Gentlemen. And I was like, oh my god.
Safely.
No love lost between
he
them.
Said, she said, and that's all she wrote.
Oh
I'm like,
my gosh.
My son and I attended the funeral. We spent a week in the city so his grandparents could see him. They approached me with an offer. They said they had no other children or grandchildren. Their son was only 28, so he had lots of time to provide them legitimate kids. They did not say this. They did not say this. I'm just assuming. Okay. So they never thought about my son's name. They said if I changed his surname to theirs legally, they would make him their primary heir. I think this is dumb. He is their only grandchild, and they would deny him an inheritance because of his last name. I said I would consider it, to be polite, and have left it at that. I actually have a pretty good life as it is. My family has been very supportive, and because of the whole court thing, my son's father had to have life insurance with him as the beneficiary. Would it be nice for my kid to get a large sum of money? Yes. Do I want him to have the surname of a man who didn't want him, see him, or love him? No. I have been talking to my family about it, and a few of them think I'm being an asshole for giving up this kind of money for my son. It is generational wealth, and I'm making this decision based on emotion. I think they are assholes for thinking money is the only thing that matters. I think I will tell my son's grandparents that they can talk to him about it when he is 18. He'll be old enough to understand the implications, but young enough not to be tied professionally to his last name. Am I the asshole? Hey.
I guess how old are they? I want to know You're how old five? Are the grandparents?
Yeah, he's probably like five.
Oh, no, the grandparents?
Yeah, are they going
to
die anytime soon?
Are they
going
to make it to
18?
I'm like, we got to lock this in.
Yeah. Generational
how much time?
That's the part where I'm like, that changes from, because I'm like, I kind of get it. I'm like, even like $50,000, $100,000, you're like, that's a lot of money, but am I going to do this? But if it's generational wealth, like, can change the course of our family.
Mm-hmm.
I understand where OP's coming from. From a lesser extent, I know people, like, I have a single mom, and, like, who, what is my last name? Is it my dad's last name? Like, those kinds of things where, like, you had no say in this. You didn't really do much, so, like, why would I name you their last name? It's those, I think they are emotional decisions. They're kind of rooted in emotion. But when it's this, I'm like, I might give you a nickname. I'm like, your nickname would be the other last name, but I'm like, hey, I'm calling you. You're legally going to be this. I probably would. And I feel like that makes me feel bad, but I feel like I would change the name.
So I get, I'm kind of on the same boat, because the only thing I'm also thinking, like, it is that rooted emotion feeling, but it's like, realistically, how many times are you going to use that last name?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you have the first name. The first name also has an emotional tie to it. Like, this is not setting just him up. It's potentially going to be able to set up him and his kids. And I'm like, I don't know. That's so tough.
I wonder if you can give him two last names.
Yeah, like
a hyphen name.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if they'd be okay with that, where that's their last name. Because, when I was initially reading this, at first I was like, I mean, I get what she's saying about but I then I got to the generational part where generational wealth part where I was like, I just don't want my kid to like in 18 years be like, so you're the reason why I'm eating ramen noodles in my dorm room right now, because like you in debt.
Last name.
He's like, So it's like, I kind of do like the fact where she was like, I'll just wait until he's kind of old enough to make that decision, which he'll probably say yes anyway. But
I think that's a good reason, because I'm thinking about like, you're just, because he's five now, you're going to school and you're like, wait, why do you have a different last name than your mom? Like those kind of questions. You're like, I don't know. It's just my last name. There might be questions like that.
Inheritance.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if she wanted to wait till 18 to do, like, for him to make that choice, if she made that choice and then told him at 18, hey, you know, I know you've been for years, like, because I think, isn't 18 when you can legally change your name?
I don't know.
Back or change your name in general?
But I she would have to switch, like, his social security name.
Well, I think,
and then like if you get a credit card, like at 16, you're applying for jobs. Like, you'd have to know if she like switches his name and then tells him at 18, actually, your last name is not this and not that, and but you can.
It would come up because you couldn't like enroll in the school without you're like you just lie and say like this is his name, like legally it's actually this.
Yeah, I think she should explain it to him on a certain level. Maybe not, because I think also like you don't want him to be like, you're about to get a ton of money, you know, because I feel like, I don't know, sometimes when you raise kids with the promise of money and there's, they can kind of become ungrateful for it or just have that expectations. It's like, listen, we don't know when your parent, your grandparents are going to die. I'm not hoping for them to die anytime soon. So let's have you not hope for it. So let's, the son, that was so dark when she was like, oh, what did she say? Yeah,
he got drunk at the bachelor party, fell.
And that's all she wrote.
She said, and that's all she wrote. I was like, oh my God, you really don't like this guy. But there is a top comment that after I was reading it, I think I am more on the side of like,
curious about the comments.
Yeah, you might be the asshole for making that decision for him. Somebody said, you're not the asshole, F that dude, but also you're kind of screwing your kid by not changing their name. That money is your child's future, and guess what? They'll probably want it regardless of y'all's beef. If they find out, that could also wreck your relationship. Get the bag. You can be honoring the grandparents that have been involved in your son's life, and ultimately your kid can change the name if they don't like it, but the money can allow your child to pursue their dreams without having to worry about the stress of loans. Somebody else said, yeah, I completely agree not wanting him to have the name of a man who did not want him, but being practical, there's a lot of money there, and if that's all they want, I would make the sacrifice for my son's sake. He should not be punished for his dad being a bad guy. And it's not giving him the last name of a man who didn't want him. It's giving him the last name of his grandparents who did love him and want him and provide for him and his mother's life in a very meaningful way. I mean, helping with paying for her schooling, that's way more than even most parents would do for their adult kids, let alone a basic stranger. They also took her on vacations and helped pay for things to get her and her son ahead. I would tell them that you don't feel comfortable making such a big choice, and that your son will know and make the choice himself when he's old enough. So that comment, I was like, okay, yeah, that's because she needs to just switch her perspective, because his dad is the one who wasn't a good guy, but the parents, the grandparents really picked up the slack even in taking care of her,
right?
Yeah,
because they're like, there should be a level of the mom that should be taken care of, and they did that for the son who didn't do anything.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think this story demonstrates how like parents' issues like around each other, if you've had a bad breakup or like whatever, influences the child, and that becomes the child's issues. When I'm like, the child first of all didn't ask to be here, but we're here, let's be civil, let's be co-parents, but then it's like, no, your dad's a bad person, your mom's a bad person, and then that influences how the child sees that parent, without allowing that child to actually figure out their own views and their thoughts towards their parents, and they might be the opposite.
Yeah, because even going along with that, it influences their future relationships. Like, if you're like, man, your mom always does this, and you're like, well, now I don't trust women because of the way you talk about my mom or the way you talk about my dad, I can't trust how men and women are going to act in relationships because this is how you portrayed it, how you pushed it on me.
Take the money. Take the money. Get the bag, sis.
And I know a lot of people are like, money isn't everything. I'm like, I totally agree. But I'm like, money is so much.
Money runs the world. So, I wish I was Elon Musk right now. Okay.
Well, I'm not Elon. Man. That dude's wilding. Yeah, actually, no.
Who
Reptilian.
Let me be Jeff Bezos on this, y'all.
He flexing on him, man.
Jeff Bezos said, whoever wins that Coliseum fight, they fight me next.
I get winner.
You know what I would say yes to?
What?
A proposal from Jeff Bezos, like our next star.
We saw it coming.
I would get married to him. I'm saying that right now. I would marry the guy.
He's already taken.
But would you get married to this girl?
No, he's engaged.
He's taken.
Yeah,
Sam.
He's engaged.
Well, then it ain't legal.
What's her name? Am I the asshole for breaking up with my girlfriend after she rejected my proposal not once but twice?
We talked about this. Where I'm like, never ask someone to marry you unless you know the answer, because it's really hard to recover from someone saying no to you.
Surprise weddings.
Don't ever surprise someone with a proposal, because it's going to be bad for your relationship if they say no.
Yeah.
So absolutely, you shouldn't ask twice. You should have been out.
Yeah, out. But I guess it depends. If the first proposal was like, will you marry me? And like in a text, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
But what if it had a ring emoji?
You just sound like a poop emoji.
Yeah, you're like, that's kind of romantic, I think.
No, they send it with the text effects, too.
Oh, yeah. They glitter the...
Fireworks.
Yeah. I say, say less.
Am I the asshole for breaking up with my girlfriend after she rejected my proposal twice? Sierra and I have been dating for 4 years. I absolutely love her and felt like she was my soulmate. I knew I wanted to propose to her 2 years into dating.
She didn't think that.
But decided to wait one more year so I could get together and be in a better financial situation. Last year, I proposed. It was a private proposal on a beach where we went on our first date. Ooh. She looked at me and said, I want to marry you, but not right now. She said she wasn't in the right space personally to get engaged and to give her some time.
That's fair.
That stung, but I was okay with it. After all, I put off proposing so I can be in a good position, and it's only fair that I give her the same chance. It's been a year since then, and I decided to propose again. This time, I asked our friends to help me set it up because I wanted to do something nicer. We orchestrated a nice dinner and proposal in front of a nice fountain in the city's botanical garden. Everything was ready, dinner was great, and we went to the fountain. She saw the roses and everything, and then I got down on one knee and I asked her to marry me. She teared up and said, not just yet. This stung really bad. I knew I wanted her to be in my life forever, but this is the second time she turned me down. I asked her why, and she said the same thing as last year. I asked her if someone was holding her back, maybe family or a friend, and she just said, I just want to make sure that this will work. This hurt me more than the two rejections. I told her if after 4 years she isn't sure, yep, then what the hell will make her for sure? She asked me to give her some time, and I told her no. I told her I'm not going to keep wasting my time and love if she's going to keep saying no. I told her that I can't do this anymore. She began begging me not to leave and said, fine, I'll marry you. Just please don't go. This made me mad, but I didn't say anything. I just left. My phone has been blowing up with some of our friends, her parents, and her telling me that I'm an asshole for throwing away a 4-year relationship because she said no, and that I was being a big baby. That she just needs some time. The other half of our friends aren't on my side, but they're not on hers either. I don't think I'm an asshole for this. Did I overreact? Am I an asshole? If so, how much more time am I supposed to give her? Edit, we're both 29. The second proposal wasn't done in front of my friends. They just helped me plan it and stuff. And we had discussed marriage shortly before I proposed the first time. She was into it and even told me that she couldn't see herself with anyone else. She seemed eager about the idea of marriage, which is why I was shocked the first time and then angry the second time. Am I the asshole?
No. I think what I usually do in these situations is you switch the genders. If it was the man who's like, oh, I'm still trying to figure it out. It's been 4 years. You're like, most people would say, he's just dragging you along. He doesn't want to commit. He doesn't want to do that. That's what she's doing. And especially if it's true that they talked about it and she wants to get married and you propose once, I could see getting past that first. It would be hard for me, but I could see getting past that first one. But I'm like, a year later and you said you didn't see yourself with anyone else other than me, and you do want to get married. What are we doing? We've been together for 4 years. It is reasonable to get married after 4 years. I think you're not the asshole. You got to get out of there. Because what is she working on that's taking her so long? That is she making strides? Is there any effort being put into this? What are you working on that hasn't happened yet?
Yeah.
After 4 years.
I agree. I want her 100% agree with what you just said. Like, 4 years, what are we doing here? Like, it's just a waste of your time. And I think that, like, if she was like, no, I'm waiting so I can graduate, or there was like an actual goal, or like, no, I just want to until I'm ready. How are you going to know when you're ready? Mm-hmm. I think maybe is it like fear? She nervous about like being off the market? Did she have a side thing that she, you know, like what's going on? I'm just joking.
She definitely got an Amy on this.
But really though, why are you saying no?
Yeah, like, why are you saying no? If you love him and you don't want to leave him, but he's ready to get married, what's stopping you?
Right.
Yeah. Because, like, what is marriage going to change? Like, at 4 years, I'm assuming they're probably already living together.
Probably
already, like, have split the bills and stuff. Marriage is just a contract under the government, really. Like,
that's now you
kind of have different benefits now. Like, if your spouse dies, then you get the thing. But, like, if...
So you're saying she can kill him now?
Yeah, sorry. I was just taking family law.
Iman is a lawyer. Yeah. She's just,
I'm not a lawyer.
Murder, She Wrote.
She's basically a lawyer.
Murder, She Wrote.
But you have a law degree. I know that.
I hope to have a law degree. No, I don't have a law degree.
You know what? You went to school. You've been in school so long.
It's been 4 years and you haven't got a degree.
I have a criminal justice degree. Yeah,
Iman has a criminal justice degree
and a paralegal degree soon.
I'm calling you if I ever go to jail.
What'd you say?
I'm calling you if I ever go to jail.
What'd you say?
That girl good. She educated.
Hey. Yeah. I didn't say anything.
What'd you say?
I said. That's what I said.
Not the tongue. Sorry. Excuse me.
You just gotta walk away. Because if you propose the third time.
Yeah, you can't. Three times, I'm never proposing. I'm not proposing anyone twice.
Yeah.
But three times, you can't. That's just something you can't do. Yes. You don't have respect for yourself.
Exactly.
You don't respect yourself. I ain't never proposed with them like
that. Yeah, because how do you get over like a rejection like that? In my head, I was like.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That would be. That would be so scary to get rejected. Like, in the way. At least from the story, it seems like they were talking. They were kind of on mutual grounds.
Right.
So then the fact that it's just like, I understand, like, you know, I understand the first time, you know, you weren't ready, like, whatever. But it's like, talk about at least where you are.
Right.
Before, don't, like, just be like, oh, yeah, I'm totally ready to get married. And then it's like, that's the last thing he has in his head. He's like, oh. What are we doing with our time?
Yeah.
Let's just get together. So it's like, nah, like you got to like be like, this is, and then update them on the process. Like, this is where I'm at. This is what I mean, but I'm still working on myself.
I'm 75% through.
Yeah.
So I'm more percentage.
Yeah. It's like, what are these strides that are happening?
Right.
And how do you, at what juncture is it going to be time to actually do this? And I don't think that's what's happening there.
Yeah, totally agree with what everybody said. That's it.
Maddie doesn't. Maddie's on the girl side.
No, I'm not. Okay. I agree. Okay. I agree with what, I mean, I'm like, there's nothing for me to say because everyone said anything.
Yeah.
But definitely not on her side. Like you said, I can't imagine like going through that rejection and then trying to do it again. Because at first, when I was reading it, I was like, "So for the second proposal, he had friends and family."
That's what I was gonna say. He's not the asshole, but he is dumb. But he did say they weren't actually there.
They weren't there.
But I'm like, you're dumb for doing a second proposal in front of people because it couldn't be me.
Wow, the I don't know what she's gonna say. So I missed that part.
It sounded like it was just private, but it sounded like what he was saying was they were there, but they just planned it beforehand. So they knew about it.
Again. This chick doesn't care about anything. So she could say no in front of my dad. My dad's like, that's not my son.
He gets disowned and rejected on the same day? You're no longer my son. You got rejected
twice, son.
And isn't that crazy that like his friends and family are calling him
yes.
the problem and overreacting? I'm like, how would you feel?
What does she tell her parents? Because I get parents like trying to like stick up for the kids, but what does she tell the parents that they're like, you're the asshole for like? You'd be like, did you hear that I proposed to your daughter twice?
And she rejected me both times.
And they're like, yeah, that's normal. You gotta. I proposed to my wife five times. Like, that might be your family. Yeah.
See, back in the day, I used to walk. Yeah. I had to walk to the ring store, yeah. and then I had to walk to her house. It was a 6-hour day. Yeah. No, but what was I gonna say? I was gonna say, the only thing, I always come back to this, the only thing that could make him wrong is the tone. Like, how did you say it? Because you can say anything.
The proposal tone?
No, afterwards.
Marry me.
Oh.
No, yeah, no, not the proposal tone.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Marry me.
Hey.
Marry me, cuh.
Hey, girl. You look good, I look good, marry me.
Marry me! But it's like, if afterwards, what he said, if he was screaming it, or like... being overly
aggressive.
After the
first one or the second one?
After the second one.
Okay, after the second one.
I mean, I guess in a sense, kind of justified because you rejected it twice.
I can yell. You said no to me twice, I'm yelling.
Yeah. But what do you mean? You're still yelling at yourself?
But I don't know.
As tears are flowing down my face, I'm mad. But tears are flowing because I'm sad too.
He's frustrated.
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's over.
It's done.
It's done.
That's why I'm upset. Probably all like, he's finally realizing everything, and he's just, like, mad. Like, yeah. 4 years, nothing.
4 years. I really thought you were it.
I thought you were it. Like, you were the love of my life. Yeah. I'm like, this is it. Like, this is going to be my life.
I used my money on not one, but two proposals.
Two proposals.
And got rejected.
And he's like, tell the airplane to go away. The airplane's like,
now I got
to
go face my boys.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Take the banner down. It's like, I love you.
Forever.
Oh, poor guy.
I hope he gets it together, though.
Because how do you show your face to your boys?
Like, hey, man, you got it twice, man. Nobody want to marry you.
You're like, yo, bro, it's so late. Let's meet up at midnight and talk about this, like, this next story.
Ooh.
Come on. Be more excited about it, Maddie.
I was pretty chill. I was, like, really, really excited about saying it. I mean, he's sad. So that's how he's saying. He's like, let's go meet up.
Let's go meet up.
Okay, am I the asshole for making my son cook for his sister, even if it means cooking at midnight and waking him up?
Huh? I'm sorry, am I the parent? What?
Cooking at midnight.
Waking him up.
Making my son cook food for his sister at midnight
and waking him up.
This kind of reminds me of my mom, because she was a single mom, and she would work a lot. And so we would cook our own food, but we wouldn't wash the dishes. And she would get home, and she would wake us up. She's like, wash the dishes. And I'm like, this is child abuse. Like, why do you just wash the dishes? I'm like, because we didn't want to. And she's like, then wash them now. So that gives me that vibe. Yeah. With that. But cooking is a whole other thing, I think. That's wild.
You better not be in grade school or something. That'd be crazy.
Oh, you're like, I'm 6 years old writing this. Am I the asshole? I'm a 6-year-old boy.
So I made toaster strudel for her. And
I don't know how to use an oven yet.
Yeah,
I didn't give her the icing because I didn't want her to enjoy it. All right. Am I the asshole for making my son cook for his sister, even if it means cooking at midnight and waking him up? My daughter, 21, gets off of work at 4 a.m. She usually stays up until lunchtime and then sleeps until she goes to work. She works night shift. My son is 17 and still in high school. I'm at work when she's sleeping, but my son was home for the summer and he would wake her up to make him food. He would pester her until she did it so she could go back to sleep. It came to a head a month ago where my daughter lost it, and I finally learned about it. Anyways, long conversation, and his punishment is he has to make my daughter food when she asked for it at any time, the same amount of times that she did it for him.
Oh,
so it was about 30 times that he woke her up, so he has to make her 30 meals. Everyone agreed, though my son wasn't happy and picked it over losing his phone for a month. So my daughter will wake him up to make her food. He still has 15 meals left. He hates it, but it gets the point across. Now school started and he gets woken up last night to make her food. So this morning he was tired as all hell. He went to his grandparents, and I got into a huge argument with my mom. She thinks I'm an asshole, but the punishment fits the crime. My son won't talk to me, and I'm questioning myself, even though my husband is backing up the punishment.
Do it.
Okay, so I have a few questions. Your son's 17. Why can't he not cook for himself?
Right.
Exactly. Well, he definitely can because now he's cooking for his sister. Yeah. He knows how to cook.
At 12.
That is such a sinister thing to do. I would be so mad as a sister to be like, not only do you know how to cook for yourself, but you know that this is my time when I sleep. So you're waking me up in the dead of the night to cook for you when you know how to cook.
Yeah. Well, the fact that she actually did it 30 times, she did, that means she's doing it for every time she actually did it, right?
Yeah.
Or is it just how many times she got woken up?
Because if she made 30
meals, there's no way I could get my sister to make 30. I might get her to do it once. Yeah, once or twice. There's no way my sister's cooking.
I think he annoyed her. He annoyed her, and he wouldn't let her go back to bed.
I would have brought it up with my mom way sooner than 30 times.
I would have done that too.
And like if he, because then it's like, so middle of the night, so mom and dad are home. If he knows not to wake them up, why is he waking her up?
Right.
Because he maybe with their relationship, he can get away with it until he can't anymore. But it seems like a lot of our family relationships, we were like, no.
Yeah, there's no way.
And ask me again, I'm going to tell mom.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have cooked the first one. I'm like, who are you? And I was like,
I'm like, get out of my room. Yes,
what is wrong? I can't believe you actually think I would get, I would laugh.
I would just put my mom on the phone. You want to ask her to do it for you?
I would be downstairs, call my mom, get your daughter.
Yeah, get your son. Crazy. There's dude, something.
Man. If Elise were to do that to me, it wouldn't. Oh, no.
That's me in bed hitting.
Just wait. Yeah. And it'll be something crazy. The next time you'd be like thinking everything's all sweet and your room comes in and it's a mess. I'm like, that's what you get for waking me up that time. Now have fun cleaning your room up.
That's why I do like the punishment.
Yeah, that's
I think it's a fair punishment. I like that there's a limited number because I hate when people are like, just indefinitely. The fact that there is a number you're counting down, I'm like, yeah, that's your punishment. There is an end date to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But hey, you did the crime.
But I will say that, like, I'm not against it, but when school starts, if he's falling asleep in class, it's going to be your problem.
No, it's like, his problem.
Consequences.
Yeah.
He flunks high school because he's cooking for his sister. That would be kind of bad. Yeah.
Maybe they're like, okay, you can't ask. Request for your brother to make a meal after this time so he can sleep.
No, she's like, I'm doing it anytime. She's like, midnight, sick with power.
5 a.m., wake up.
No, it's like some odd, like, 3, like, where you're, like, right in that great sleep, and it's just like, nah.
Because if you got the green light from your parent to bully your kid, you're going to abuse that. Like, that's basically what they're getting. Like, you get to do it. You get to abuse this whenever you want. And you're like, every day this week I'm going to wake you up at 3 in the morning. And you can't do anything. Go to mom. Tell her.
She told me to do it.
She knows.
It's her idea.
But, I mean, I do get the school thing. But also I'm like, he probably is. There's probably times where I stayed up way later than I was supposed to, like in, you know, high school watching a show, whereas he might be up for an hour, so he might lose like an hour of sleep, so maybe it's not that bad. But I think the fact that she gets home at 4 is way worse, because for me, my dog usually sleeps with me, and so he wants to get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning because he has to go pee. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to clean up pee tiredly, so let me get up tiredly and open the door so you can go out.
Right.
And then, of course, because he goes out, he wants to eat. So depending on how early it is, I'll like chop up some food for him or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
But I think that's even worse because I get back into bed like an hour or two before I'm supposed to get up. Like, I usually get up like 6, 7. My alarm goes off at 6:30. I press snooze until 7:30. And that's like the worst because I'm like, it's like an hour before I have to be up. So hoping that I can get back to bed. He probably has to get up at like 6 or 7. Let's say 6 because he goes to school. She gets off at 4. So it's probably like the worst time to be like, hey, can you get up for an hour and make me food and then maybe go back to bed after you're awake? You know? Shoot, she'd be rich with power, you know? Yeah. But hey, he's just getting the exact opposite of what he was giving. Yep. So. Top comment, That's actually a perfect punishment. He woke her up for food, so now he gets to feel what it's like. You also gave him a choice and he picked this one. The point is, he'll be tired when people wake you up for no good reason.
While you're making dinner, make yourself a cup of coffee like this next story.
Dang it, he stole it.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for defending my wife after she purposely dumped coffee on a kid?
Oh.
Purposefully? Hot coffee on a kid?
Burn him a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. A little
I don't know how you can be the asshole. This is the adult just...
Like, this is a Nickelodeon movie. What are you doing?
Why is this coffee orange? Yeah. Did you just, or green? Did you just slime me?
I got slimed by my mom.
My wife and I are both 34 and kid-free.
Of course. We know you're kid-free. Yeah, known that you're kid-free.
My brother, Mac, 28, started dating 30-year-old Heather roughly a year ago, and she came with three kids. 12-year-old Anna, who was 100% the problem child. The boys, 6 and 8, are great. Anna, on the other hand, purposely does shit to piss people off at every turn and is extremely defiant, and her mother lets her get away with it. We own a camp on the lake, and once a year we host a large barbecue and a weekend stay for the entire family. Mac brought Heather and the kids. Anna was a shit all weekend. Picking fights with people, throwing tantrums, hitting, etc. And Heather just stood back and said, I don't know why she acts like that. Rather than doing anything to correct her. My wife was getting noticeably more pissed off as the hours progressed, but nothing like yesterday. Yesterday, we were all sitting out on the deck talking and enjoying a coffee, and Anna was underfoot, per usual. She was told to go play with the other kids several times and she refused, finding excuses to be involved in the conversation, which included picking up a fly swatter and swatting at flies around all the adults, knocking over our coffee several times. She was also smacking my wife with the swatter repeatedly. They were saying that there were flies on her when there wasn't. My wife at one point looked at Heather and said, either get your kid the F out of here or I'm going to lose my shit. I also spoke to my brother several times about him stepping in. This was following Anna dumping my wife's fresh coffee all over the place, including on her for the second time. Cold coffee. My wife doesn't drink hot coffee.
Okay, cool.
Heather said, "A clipped, and I go play." And that was it. No follow through. Well, Anna comes back in and slaps my wife on the forehead with the swatter and said, "Bug, missed him." My wife took her coffee, her third, that she just made, again cold, and flung it at Anna, covering her. Anna immediately starts crying and Heather flips out. So does my brother, saying that my wife was an immature see you next Tuesday and that she is just an effing kid. My wife calmly puts her cup down and continues conversation like nothing happened as Anna, Heather, and Mac are all flipping out. But then Heather says, "Do you have anything to fucking say for yourself?" And my wife says, "Don't let the door hit you in your demon spawn on the ass on the way out." Some of the adults are saying maybe an apology is warranted and that we are assholes for not giving one. I personally don't think so. There were plenty of times when my wife specifically had told Anna to stop. She had even taken the fly swatter from her at one point. Anna went and mocked my wife and then grabbed a new swatter while Heather and my brother ignored Anna and what she was doing. Hence why Anna kept doing it. Several times the other adults spoke up to this kid as well and spoke to Heather about stepping up and telling her kid to stop and actually following through. Many steps were taken before to get to this point. No, my wife shouldn't have had to remove herself from the equation when it's our property and everything was on our dime. My brother, in his sorry excuse of a mom girlfriend, should have corrected the issue from the beginning. 12 is plenty old enough to know right from wrong. Even her brothers don't pull that BS. Just a quick add, it's not my wife's job to set an example, like some of you are saying. We are kid-free for a reason. Anna and her sorry excuse of a mom were warned several times by my wife, me, and other adults. Beyond that, it's just a them issue. So there's that.
This hits home for me because it's literally the exact same situation. Like the ages line up and everything. My friend who has three daughters and the oldest one, she's a terror. She is wild. And for me, I like have a relationship with her because it was like the first baby. She was the first baby in their friend group, and so like we had a connection, and I would hang out a lot with her when they were younger. So I'm like, I have a connection with her, and because of things in her family, I think that's a reason why for her behavior, like why she acts the way she is, because it's just a whole mess of things happening that's beyond her control. But when we're all hanging out as friends, and then she's going crazy, and she's doing things like, you know, I didn't mean to hit you, like those kind of things, you're like, and her mom is just like sitting there, or her mom is like mad, she's yelling, stop doing that, but I'm like, it's not having an effect, mm-hmm. And you're like, what do I do as the person who's not the parent, because she's just wilding out here, what are you supposed to do in that situation where you're like, the kid's acting crazy, and you can't punch a kid like you would just punch an adult if we're going crazy. You're like, so you're like, stop, or you joke around, you like try to play with them, but then they keep going with it, and you're like, it's a really awkward place to be in. And when they're coming at you with that, and they're just relentless, I can see where you get to the point like. But when you're friends, that's your brother, you're like, the only thing you can do is kick them out, mm-hmm. I think. But then, like, that strains the relationship there. You're like, you have this kid literally ruining your relationship because you don't know how to parent them, and so they can't act out. It's just very uncomfortable. I'm like, I feel exactly this situation. I'm like, I've been in it several times. And it's hard when you're not a parent trying to step in on someone else's situation.
Especially when it's at your house. Like, yeah. Like, we've dealt with stuff like that before where we host a lot of family gatherings and we'll have family members come over, or like you said, it was kind of a similar situation where I had like somebody that's in the family where they brought their daughter, but their daughter wasn't disciplined like at all.
Yeah.
And so there was a point where their daughter this was through our Costco phase. So we had like a huge bag of Tostinos, like chips, tortilla chips.
Yeah.
And she had snuck it down the stairs and dumped it all out on the floor. And so it's like, okay, you know, like her dad came and told her not to don't do that, yeah. And then helped clean it up. But yeah. It's like, it's not like you vacuumed it. There's still crap on the right. floor. And now that's a waste of chips.
Oh, you didn't eat them?
I didn't eat them.
You just threw them away?
Yeah, because it was on the carpet.
I mean, some chips were landed on other chips, so those chips are safe.
I don't trust that. Okay, yeah. I don't trust it. But, you know, stuff like that where I've had that experience where you have to deal with family members that don't really do anything with their kids. Yep. And because you can totally tell the difference, like having family that come over where they do yell at their kids and they're on top of it, it's mm-hmm. like really nice because you're like, oh, you know, I don't have to worry about them. But then having the opposite where they do come over and they just let their kids do whatever and they don't ask you like, oh, do you mind if like they're by themselves up here or whatever?
Yeah,
it's horrible. Mm-hmm. It makes me not want to like host in the future.
Yeah.
It's too much.
And that's why I don't have them at my house. I'm always dealing with them at other people's houses. They know when these kids ain't coming to my house because I can't. If you break my stuff too. Just imagining a 12-year-old person just smacking you with a fly swatter, just running, going. Mm. And I'm mad at the other adults where I said they're punks because they're getting smacked in the face too. They're like, They know they want to throw coffee too. They also want to, but they're like, you shouldn't have done that. I was immature. I'm like, what is this? What am I supposed to do? That's a menace.
Yeah, just
I'm surprised she lasted that long.
Right. Yeah.
Two cups of coffee knocked over before the third cup.
Yeah.
Constantly being hit by a fly swatter. Yeah, I mean, what else can you do besides kicking them out? I was going to say, what else can you do besides throwing water in her, coffee in her face? But there's probably a lot, but.
Is there
at a certain
line?
Point, you have a boundary, it's being crossed. Yeah. I'm going to show you, don't do that anymore. Yeah. I mean, wasn't the most mature thing like you said, but it's like, she's being annoying. Her family isn't doing anything. Yeah. It's some random kid that you don't know because it's a new girlfriend's kid. I'm like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
You're disrespecting my house.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be disciplining a child or telling them to just knock it off.
Right.
Because like, I feel like if... I'm telling the child to knock it out, but the mom's not saying anything. The kid's like, well, mom doesn't care, so I'm going to continue doing it. But, yikes.
I always think, too, it's like, when it comes to, like, the big, you know, like, a big situation like that, like, when the parents go home or whatever, like, what are you telling your kid after that? Is it like, oh, like this person did this, it's all bad, you weren't in the wrong? Or right. It's like, do you tell them, hey, like technically they did something that was bad, but you caused that. Like you were the sole proprietor of why there was a reaction. You caused a reaction. You didn't, it didn't just come from anywhere. So that, I guess that's the one thing I just hope that.
I don't think it is happening because they're acting like that. Even though I do know there's some kids who are just, the parenting just, they're parenting, but it's just not having any effects on them. It's awkward.
I think we can end with this story in a comment of the story.
Okay.
When I was a kid, there was a kid at my church who was younger than me. He was about 8 or 9, and he had figured out how to pinch people really hard. He liked that it made people yelp, and he got to interject himself into situations from behind. His parents would scold him, take him aside, take things away from him. It didn't really matter. They couldn't really stop him. He pinched my mom, who whipped around and grabbed his arm really hard and said right in his face, "If you pinch me again, I'm going to pinch you back, and you're not going to like it. You've been warned." He looked a little disconcerted and looked at his parents, who just looked back at him silently. The next day, the next week, he was pinching people again, and he pinched my mom. She grabbed him and pinched the shit out of his arm. Really hard, fingernails and all.
Ripped his skin off, a chunk of his skin.
And she had big, strong hands.
Oh, no.
He yelped and looked at his parents, who looked at him levelly and said, "She warned you," and turned their back on him.
Oh, no. Mom?
Just straight up.
That was it. He stopped. He finally understood that it hurt. But a huge part of it was that their parents didn't defend him. You think that Anna would learn from this, but not if the parents defend her. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us for the Comfort Level Podcast. Yes. Thank you, Yvonne, for being back on.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Bon DC Mo.
Bon DC Mo. And my fellow Ottomans, we love you. We
coffee
love
tables.
You.
Look at Maddie.
We'll see you later. Convertibles.
We buy coffee Ottomans. Tables.
And again. We can nix all of this.
Yeah, if you,
you guys come
ones,
up with a cooler one. I hate Ottomans so much. I'm sure you guys probably hate convertibles, and coffee tables isn't even a real
weird.
Fandom.
This is just strange. Completely.
Ottomans is horrible. Yeah. Think of the meaning of Ottomans. That's stupid.
Ottomans is so good, and I'm loving it more and more, so I can't wait till you all vote on that.
Or maybe like an acronym for like this next story.
We'll think about it. Lintons. You think about it. You put it in the comments. You let us know.
Yeah.
Let's simmer on this. Let's not make any hasty, quick decisions. I don't think that's a smart idea.
If everything falls through, we'll just say Ottomans.
We'll
and
just
I think
not.
That's what we all agree on.
We'll just go back to being like, hey guys. Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Couchmates.
2 modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.